Tape recordings of Ukrainian oligarch allegedly capture Joe taking bribes. By Donald Jeffries. At the very moment that former President Donald Trump has been indicted on laughable charges, even more credible evidence of wrongdoing against current President Joe Biden has emerged. The coverage of the two cases says all anyone needs to know about the credibility and impartiality of our horrific mainstream media. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley recently revealed on the Senate floor that a largely unredacted FBI confidential human source form disclosed that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversations with them, 17 such recordings. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case he got into a tight spot. The foreign national in the bribery scheme was Mykola Zlochevsky, the owner of Burisma, the scandal-plagued Ukrainian natural gas company. Zlochevsky notably referred to Joe Biden as the big guy during a conversation several years before in June 2020, the date of the Bureau document, according to sources familiar with the FBI quoted by the Washington Examiner. Burisma has been tied to suspicious financial transactions involving President Biden's troubled son Hunter, who sat on the company's board. The big guy reference is interesting in that it corroborates former Hunter Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski's remarks to Tucker Carlson in an October 2020 interview. Yet another former associate of Hunter Biden's, British ex-Special Forces officer James Gilliar, who also had ties to UK intelligence services, referred to Joe Biden as the big guy, according to a whistleblower's testimony to a congressional committee investigating Hunter Biden's notorious laptop. Grassley further noted that the document shows that the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden and 2 audio recordings of phone calls between him and then-Vice President Joe Biden. In addition, it also indicates that then-Vice President Joe Biden may have been involved in Burisma employing Hunter Biden. Joe Biden's Department of Justice recently accepted a sweetheart plea deal for Hunter Biden over serious tax crimes. Hunter's excuse was that he was on drugs and had made mistakes. Apparently, that was good enough for even Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who had been investigating the current president's son for felony tax crimes. What is U.S. Attorney Weiss doing with respect to these alleged Joe and Hunter Biden recordings that are apparently relevant to the high-stakes bribery scheme? Grassley asked. Grassley apparently obtained the information about the FBI document in 2022. He instructed the FBI and the Justice Department to hand over all records that reference Mykola Zlochevsky, Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Joe Biden. Inquiring House Republicans maintain that the purported bribery scheme was connected with Joe Biden's efforts while he was Barack Obama's vice president to pressure the Ukrainian government to fire prosecutor Viktor Shokin. According to these Republicans, the FBI form indicates that the alleged bribes were aimed at preventing the kind of investigation Joe Biden feared. Biden, of course, was videotaped bragging about getting prosecutor Shokin fired. To the mainstream media, that incontrovertible evidence wasn't as damning as Donald Trump's quasi-comical July 2019 phone call to future media rock star, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, which resulted in one of Trump's 2 preposterous impeachments. Democrats predictably denied that Shokin had even been investigating Burisma, and completely ignored the smoking gun evidence Biden left on videotape, as did their sycophants in the state-controlled media. Republicans reasonably charged that then-Vice President Biden improperly used his position to stop an investigation into the company his son worked for. FBI Director Christopher Wray only provided the FBI document in question under threat of contempt of Congress charges by Representative James Comer, Republican Kentucky. However, as Grassley noted, with respect to the report shown to the House Oversight Committee, from what I've been told by folks who have reviewed it, it's filled with redactions. The document that Comer and I read had maybe 2 or 3 half-inch redactions. So, Director Wray placed redactions on a document that is already unclassified. More than that, the FBI made the Congress review a redacted, unclassified document in a classified facility. That goes to show you the disrespect that the FBI has for Congress. Joe Biden responded to the allegations with characteristic indignation, calling them a bunch of malarkey. He had actually first attempted to further distract a disinterested press with humor, declaring, "Where's the money? I'm joking." Ukrainian officials admitted in June 2020 that they were offered $5 million to stop criminal investigations into Burisma, which enabled Zlochevsky, who'd been living abroad, to return to his native Ukraine. Presumably with straight faces, they explained that was all unconnected to Joe and Hunter Biden. Who bribed them? If these audio recordings exist, will Biden finally be held accountable under the law?